So orienting. All we need for orienting are, ideally, a semi-functional pair of eyes, and ideally a semi-functional neck. That being said, we work with what we've got. And there's ways to improvise any of these practices for exactly where our bodies are at. But within your ability, I would just invite you to begin looking around the space you're in and turning your neck, using your eyes. The hardest part about these practices is the adult mind that says, I already know where I am. Why should I look around? So in order to really land here, we want to look around and see. So just look around, land your eyes on the exit to the space you're in. The nervous system loves to know where the exit is. Don't tell yourself you know. Look and see. Turn and look behind you. Even if you think you know what's there, check it out. We're going to look above and down to the ground. The adult mind goes, I don't need to do this. This is silly. And with great empathy, you say, yep, it's not for you. It's for the nervous system. And then see if you can land your gaze on something in your physical space that has a pleasant feeling tone. So we were talking about that earlier. These three tones of experience, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. So we're looking for a pleasant sight, and we just land the gaze there for a moment. Take a few breaths, take in our favorite color, or a view out the window. So we're here. These are really, really simple practices to invite a fuller inhabiting of here.